Welcome into the Conversations with Carlisle here today on Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I am Zion Brown, joined with Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. How are you doing today?
Good morning, good people.
All right. So we'll start talking about last week's two games you had last weekend, and of course the Pike game, which you were able to win a 6-point victory. How are you guys just able to get going in that game despite some early turnovers?
Man, I think it was a rivalry game, so it wasn't very hard for us to get the guys up and going for that game. We just have to learn how to continue with that type of energy in the games where we don't feel like are so important.
And defensively, you guys played pretty well. So what went into giving that defensive effort that you put in on Friday night?
It's our emphasis. So every game, our goal is to play well defensively, to turn the ball over less than they do, and it's to play extremely hard. So we did a decent job of that against Pike. We had an early, I think, 14-15-point lead in the third quarter. We allowed them to get back in the game. So, there's definitely, even with that victory, there was a lot of things we could take away that we needed to work on. But defensively and effort-wise, I thought that we did a decent job.
And then the Southport game, which you guys lost at the buzzer, what do you think went into kind of having that lead go away from you and then having the ending where you guys lost at the buzzer tip-in?
We wasn't ready to play. That's from the top all the way down. As coaching staff, we got to make sure that we have the guys ready to go. The players, they have to handle their part of it, their end of the bargain as well. We just really wasn't ready to go. We thought we were going to show up, especially after that high of going on the road and beating Pike at home, right, to coming home and just kind of expecting to have that same type of effort without preparing equitably for it.
And the offense was lackluster in that game, only scoring 41 points. Mm-hmm. So how can things be more fluid on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, like I said, we walked around on defense, we walked around on offense. I think as young people, we and as coaches, we have to teach the young people that work is work. You know, it doesn't matter who you play, and you have to prepare the same way, and you have to give the same effort even when you feel like you're supposed to win the game. As opposed to when you know you have to give that effort to win the game.
So how do you as head coach just kind of try to emphasize that and try to install that into the minds of your team?
Well, we had to get back to the basics this week, and I'm pretty sure that the players on the team didn't like or appreciate what's been happening the last few days. But for me, it's about discipline, and we were very undisciplined, even in the win on Friday, and especially in the loss on Saturday. There's just things that's the expectation of this program, and we didn't do a very good job of any of them.
And then tomorrow you play a Franklin Central team that you beat last year, but they have a completely new look with a new coach and a lot of new guys. So how would that be different playing them this year than in years past?
Man, I think it's the same approach. They have a lot of different players. I don't know how many transfers came in this year, but I know that they're young. They have some seniors that come off the bench, but they start young, and they have some good players, especially at the guard, and a really young freshman, 6'7" freshman that starts for them at the center spot. So we're just gonna look forward to do what we've been emphasizing in practice, and especially just to come out and just play hard. That's my goal, especially for the rest of the year. Just I want this team's identity to be tough. And just to play hard, and everyone that comes in here or wherever we go play, that would be the thing that the coaching staff and even the fans would say about our group.
So what do you feel needs to happen for you guys to win tomorrow night to get back over 500 against Franklin Central?
Man, like I said, I think we just need to concentrate and do the things that we hold dear in this program. We have to make sure that we play hard and we do the things that we practice, especially defensively. Offense will come. We hang our hat on what we do on the defensive end, and rebounding was a problem for us. So if we handle those two things, then I believe that we'll come out on the winning side.
All right, now we'll bring up Robert Fry, guard for the Giants. How are you doing today, Robert?
Man, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good as well. So you come into this team, and you came from Carmel, a team that had beat the Giants last year in the state championship. Was it a kind of an odd transition, or did you just kind of work your way in?
I feel like the guys kind of took me in. I grew up on this side of the town, so right. I feel like a lot of people over here I already knew. But I feel like the basketball-wise transition and school-wise, it was a pretty good transition.
And then does it help you having, between you and some of the players on this BD team that have that state championship experience, do you feel like that is really helpful as far as being a leader on the team?
I do. I feel as though I still need to step up even more than I have right now. I feel like I've kind of been laid back, and I got to stop doing that. But I feel like me and maybe a few other players, we need to step up more as leaders. And if we do that, then everybody else will follow suit.
And then how do you approach this Franklin Central game? How do you feel you guys will need to play in order to win tomorrow night?
Starts with energy. I feel like if we go into the game feeling like, yeah, we need to go out and kill these dudes, then that's that's going to be the story of the game. If we go out nonchalant, lackadaisical, our warm-up's not good, then it's going to be a dogfight to the end. So just energy, starting off with energy.
All right, thank you, Robert, and good luck.
Appreciate it.
So this has been the Conversations with Carlisle. Coach Carlisle, got anything more to say?
No, I apologize to the fans for the effort that we put forward, especially on Saturday. Hopefully, we'll come out with a different brand of basketball, with a different attitude, and come on out and support tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip for JV and freshman playing in the freshman gym, and the 7:30 tip for the varsity.
All right, thank you, Coach Carlisle, and good luck.
Thanks.